right.
Okay.
All right, call the ordinance meeting, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, January 9th, 2018, 7:15. First item of business, approval of or changes to the current agenda.
I would actually like to postpone the discussion session until when Dan shows up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would also like to postpone the election of officers for the following meeting.
Very good.
Is that something we need to make a motion on? To change the agenda? Do we need to make a motion for that?
No, you can just defer that.
All right. All right, well, items number 4 and 8 will be deferred to the next meeting. So meetings from, or minutes from the last meeting, December 12th, 2017.
I move that we accept them.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There's no old business, so we'll move right to new business. PZV 17-10, 3946 North Berkeley Lake Road. Applicants and owner Jonathan and Susan Fry request relief from section 78-197.9 to increase the maximum height of a residence in the R100 district from 35 feet to 41.5 feet. And we see that the applicants are here tonight, so why don't you come on up and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you want to do.
Yeah, so I'm Jonathan Fry. This is my wife, Susan. So, we have lived here in the area for the last 18 years, 20 years, something like that. And kind of the long story short is that we've always tried to look for a special piece of property if it ever came available. And we live in Amberfield, if you know where that is, right behind the forum. And property down by the river came available, and we bought it. Gosh, it's probably about 3 years ago, coming up on it now. So it's not something that we've kind of gone in lightly, and we've been very kind of purposeful about what you do with the land. It wasn't, we're going to go and throw up some house or something along that. We've spent 2 to 3 years dealing with engineers and dealing with architects to make sure that we get something that's appropriate and build something that's appropriate and maximizes, I think I said there, the beauty of the land. That's really where we kind of come at this. And so from coming through that, working with our architect, those are the plans that we've kind of come up with, home that hopefully is something that would be timeless, that would add to the beauty of Berkeley Lake. And our thought was, as we asked for this variance, is that the home is on a unique piece of property. It's tucked down in the hollow. It's tucked in behind woods. And our hope is and our intent is that that's not going to take away from anything that is nearby or around. So, and I'm happy to answer any questions if we can.
Actually, the only question I had, you actually showed two elevations, one with the full variance request and the one with the 35 feet.
Yes.
I was just kind of curious as to why you did that.
Well, actually, that was our architect who did that. So he kind of came back and he's like, look, and these are his words, not mine. He's like, if we end up going at that level, he said, it's going to kind of look like a schoolhouse. You're kind of getting away from the classic design of what he was trying to create there. That's a fair question.
So which is the one that you're asking for here?
This is the full variance request page.
This one.
Gotcha. Yeah, and so Neil, if you look at the two, you can see the pitch of the roof. One is more squatty. The other one.
Gotcha. And go
ahead. I'll give a little kind of history, mostly for Don, your sake. Before I recommend we move to accept this, the uniqueness of your property, the way it's so far out, tucked away, it makes it virtually impossible for them to be an impediment to any visual views back and forth. And that's really the basis of why I would move forward with this. We had a situation years ago where on Lakeshore, a house was constructed that has now a flat roof for a garage because it exceeded the amount and it was built that way. And the it ended up in a lawsuit between the city and the homeowners. And the homeowners were forced to reduce the height of the building. That was done in part because it would have been an impediment, a visual impediment from the road looking down towards the lake as well. So ironically enough, the height restriction one is a very touchy one because that has actually had led in the past in a lawsuit. And it makes some sense from my perspective that you had to think about what the visual impairment might be. I might have felt differently with this request had it been somewhere else, but being where it is, being next to the River District where you had noted that as a special consideration, they actually have a variance to heights there from the rest of it. I would conclude by making a motion, but before I do that, is Neil, any other questions, thoughts?
I don't know that we have a specific residential classification. We just have everything zoned R100, basically. Being a larger lot, you can certainly accommodate for a larger structure and not impact your next door neighbor. My only question was, we were looking at this beforehand, and it looks like the 35 feet, at least on this diagram, is measured from the finished floor, so where your first floor is going to be, up to, wherever you're talking about doing 41 and a half feet, and doesn't take into account, the little stem wall underneath here. So I just want to make sure that you're asking for everything that you...
I think I am, and I had our architect go over that, but my understanding is that it reads that it's from the finished floor?
No, it's from adjacent grade.
Adjacent grade.
Yeah. And they didn't do the same dimensions on the other one. Well, actually, they did. So if we don't know exactly how far it's raised up off of the adjacent grade, they may not have asked for enough for it.
Okay.
They're actually measuring it from finished floor, but it's not supposed to be from adjacent grade. And I don't know whether that crawl space or whatever that foundation height is 2 feet or 3 feet or 4 feet or something. So.
I don't know the answer to that. I think it's a four. My understanding is that it's a 4 foot stem wall all the way down.
Right.
To create the crawl space underneath. Now, I don't know what portion of that is above.
Well, my view, living in the River District, where we have 42 feet and like it, and I agree with you. I mean, this situation where it's situated, it's going to be a beautiful home. And from the road, it's going to look great. So it's not an issue in terms of the reason behind the height restriction in the first place.
So my thought... let me ask a question then, because Neil asked.
Yes.
Does this, would this represent the final look? In other words, you wouldn't...
Trust me, that's it. That's it. Unless we've got an extra budget for marital counseling and some other things, that's going to be...
I plan to move into it as a renter.
You may have the opportunity.
I'm trying to think how to reconcile and may modify the request and such that it requests an increase to accommodate this design as shown in sheet number 2 of this drawing here. I'm kind of open here for suggestions because I think I'll just flat out, I think we're all in agreement that we would approve a variance. Now it's just a matter of making sure it's the one you really want.
Yeah, thank you, and I appreciate that.
But now, just to clarify, is the height to the roof line or the top of the chimney? I think Pat said normally it's the roof line.
It's the roof line normally.
The roof line, yeah.
Top of the roof line to the ground surface.
Right.
Is generally how it's measured and the standard in the ordinance.
Their drawing is showing what?
I think based on what I can see here is that they're about 4 feet short. So there's what they want. There's their finished floor. They're measuring that 35 feet from the finished floor or the first floor.
Yeah.
And they're asking, there's 35 feet, and they're asking for another 6.5 feet up to here. But they're not taking into account.
But up to here is to the top of the chimney.
Well, that's the, so you can see the difference in this here. So that's what they're going to build. That's if they stuck to the ordinance. And the only difference is the height of that roof, is that correct? The only difference between the two?
It is, that's the only difference in the two. Yeah, he was just trying to show visually how it would change the aesthetics of the house.
So I think the discrepancy where they're not catching there is a little stem wall underneath that I see a dimension on there, 2 feet. I see another one that's 4 feet. You know, it looks like it kind of varies with the lay of the land.
So we know that the elevation, we know for sure, is 35 from the finished floor plus
6.5.
Plus 6.5 to the top of the roof line?
41.5.
Yes, I believe it's 41 and a half.
Roof line?
Yes, that's correct.
So 41.5 from finished floor to roof line. And then kind of an unknown number down to grade.
Won't be more than 8 feet, will it?
No.
Yeah, it looks like that other varies between 2.5 and just over 4 feet. So you may want to put limit of from finished floor elevation to the top of the roof line, and then a second
I was actually thinking about the similar sort of thing. So a motion that might look like allow to vary variance to the existing existing ordinance to reflect the 41.5 feet plus the height of a stem wall not to exceed 8 feet.
That should be plenty.
That'd be great. That's more. That's more than enough.
Yeah, you don't want it.
No.
Yeah.
That's going to be more than enough. Now we would be thrilled with that.
All right.
That's my motion.
Do I hear a motion? Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? I think all three of us need to vote to.
Yep.
Okay.
Aye. All right. Motion passes.
Great. Thank you. I just tell you, we're thrilled to be moving here, and you guys have been great to deal with. I mean, just the whole sitting pad, and we've got some builders and architects that we're still working through.
Usually we're jerks, and you should see the other two around here. Yeah.
So, thank you. Thank you for being
here. And welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
And you will have to join the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do we need to do anything?
You don't need to do anything. I did receive your revised plans late this afternoon, okay. So ready to try to finish them all up.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
It's time next year we may be all real neighbors instead of just 41 neighbors.
Right. Okay. So we'll get some sort of notice. Is that how that works? Or?
Yes.
Is that perfect? Mm-hmm. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Uh-huh.
All right. Item number 7, citizen comments. They just left the door. So, discussion session. Does anybody want to discuss anything while we're here? Nope. All right.
Yeah, Dan asked to put these off until he can be back with you. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved. Second.
All right.
Second.
Third. You moved. He second. Who moved? I didn't. You moved. Okay.
I wanted to be 14 minutes, not too bad.